Nobody told you today. You already know I love your whole life. It's your neighborhood love dealer. And we back with that mirror talk, man. We back with that mirror talk, everybody. Let me tell you. 2020 vision. 2020 vision. Clarity. Hey, it's finna pop off. Let me tell you. It's been a hell of a decade. Damn. I remember when it was like 1999, December 31st, 1999, about 11:50 p.m. I was in church, in the back, me, my brothers. So I have two brothers and their friends invited me to their church. We young, we sitting in there writing letters to each other about, I love you, you know, I'm gonna miss you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the Y2K, man, I lived through Y2K, and it was a time where everybody was just doped up on fear. Just doped up on fear, and computers won't shut down. Everybody was buying hella water, hella canned goods, just all types of things, hella batteries, you know what I'm saying? Imagine what that really did for those companies, man. Them big businesses that be knowing, dog, they be pumping that fear out there for us to just be on it. To consume it, man. 2020, man, my people, man, we getting up off that consumer shit. We turning them into consumers. And we gonna reap the benefit. And we ain't just gonna allow them to be, you know, taking over no more, man. Whoever that the days may be. Whoever your day is, they not taking over this new decade. But yeah, man, I seen that thing flip. Ain't nothing happened. 2001 came, 2009 came, 2010 came. And, shit, man, it's about to be 2020. And I've thought of this 2020 before. Not in the sense of what it would be like, but would they appear to be 20 years from now? We was on some flying car type shit. Almost. Something like that. Yeah, pretty much. By now, we should be flying. Or I mean, like, everybody. Not just the development of it. But, you know, 2050 gonna come, and then that's gonna be a sight to see. But let's just come back to the moment. 2020. But, it's been a hell of a year. It's been a hell of a decade. Man, I had so much change over the years that it's funny because it feels like it's been a year. You see what I'm saying? That's how time go. Time don't mean nothing, but life just keep going and going and going. And that's what's up. Shout out to everyone that overcame 2019. Their 80s was a little rocky. Their 90s was a rocky, but they turned it up in the year 2000. And ain't looked back since. So shout out to y'all. Which y'all should be probably like 50, 60 right now. Yeah, we got listeners from all walks of life. So it don't matter. Shout out to the millennials. Like, we the true advocates of this millennial shit. You know what I'm saying? And we freaking made it. We lost a few. You know? Spark one up. We know what time it is, listeners. We ain't really lose a few. We lost a lot, man. You know? It's a moment of silence for the ones we lost throughout these last 20 years. The greats. We all great. But, you know, the ones that was really left their mark on this earth, we appreciate y'all. You know, I know y'all around still chilling, getting it together in the other world, and we just appreciate that shit. But back on some good shit, we had some good-ass guests. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I had a good-ass show, man. Episode 10, so technically this is episode 10, but I had a good-ass show. Me and my homegirl, she on here kicking it. Howard alumni, you know, cannabis enthusiast, talking some good shit, my friend. Almost 15 years, 20 years, shoot, 20 plus years, matter of fact. Nah, I wouldn't say 20 plus years. Yeah, 20 plus years. Let me retract. And I fucked around. We talking some good shit. And I said her goddamn job. Where she worked at. Just talking in the element. You know how it go, listeners. I fucked up the whole episode. Man. But it just made me want to extend it. So we going to go out with a big bang. I'm probably even do a New Year's Eve drink. I might do one for New Year's Eve and a drink for New Year's Day. And we're going to have some good people on here. And that's what I'm going to do. See, everything happens for a reason. And the reason is a divine plan. Like, 2020, we not leaning on our own understanding, people. We not doing that. Not in 2020. It's not about 2020 because, you know, you can do that at 2020 today. That's 8:20 military time. Whatever 2020, however you catch it, 2020. If you want to start right now, you can do it. It's all on your accord. But you know how it is. You know what we accustomed to. New year, new things, new thoughts, new possessions, new faith, new family, new everything. Everything new. So, you know, give yourself some time. We gonna go hold cold turkey. We gonna run it in. 2020. And we just gonna kick ass on it. I know I'ma kick ass. Cause I done made it. And I pray to God He allowed me to see it. But I'm ready. Yeah, I'm full ready. I didn't fucking work my ass off these last 20 years. I've been goddamn, life been kicking my ass. I've been kicking life ass. I wake up, he get a low blow. I get an upper blow. We just been going at it. But I think I got a little bit weary now. He wobbly. Life is wobbly on that side. I'm ready for the big fucking knockout. 2020, we gonna do the motherfucker. And we gonna worry about no debt. We ain't gonna worry about the past mistakes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come down off that high horse and realize that life means more than what you've attained. You know what I'm saying? Life is more. It ain't what you attain, it's what you maintain. And I admit, man, that decade, this past decade, this 2020, these 20 years, hey, from 2010 to 2000 up, like, hey, I've been, shaky, you feel me? I'ma keep it real, but small thing to a giant. I'ma turn out to be the giant. You might see me small, but in the mirror, I'm a giant. And that's that mirror talk. But other than that, man, this gonna be a quick one. Not so quick, because you never know how I feel. I just keep it going, but I just want to appreciate y'all for coming through. Yeah, you listening right now. You don't even know me. Right now, I'm in D.C. You, wherever you are, I'm in Northwest D.C. Let me be clear. I'm from Uptown. I'm an Uptown baby. That's George Avenue, Petworth. You know what I'm saying? Area. Brightwood area. Kennedy Street. Longfellow, Madison. Decatur. Delafield. Emerson Street. Crittenden, you know what I'm saying? Allison, Upshur, Taylor, Rittenhouse, you know what I'm saying? Tuckerman, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that straight up. You know what I'm saying? Uptown. There for a reason, man. Shout out to everybody trying to make it. Let me just tell you something to the people that's trying to make it. In 2020, we not trying no more. We not going to try. We not going to give ourselves the easy pass and let's give us the benefits. You know what? I just been trying, though. I admit, I've been like that too. Look, I've been trying though. That ain't enough. We can go harder than that. We can go harder than that, man. 2020, we not trying no more. We ain't even doing. We just going with the flow. We gonna stay in alignment. We staying in alignment of it all. We gonna be aware of things when we get a niche or something might happen, and we got the opportunity to redirect it. We not second guessing no more. You see what I'm saying? That's what we doing. The clothing line's going pop too. That just busted my mind. I know that was off. I know that was strange just now. But some just told me to blurt that out. So I just, the clothing line gonna pop through 2020. I ain't telling myself I do a little clothes. I got a little clothing line, you know. You know what I'm saying? That's just, no. I got that shit. I'm the fucking neighborhood love dealer. I'm the neighborhood love dealer. Mm-hmm. I know it might sound a little strange because you're like a drug dealer. But a drug is really anything that you addicted to. You know what I'm saying? That you get addicted to. I shouldn't fucking say that. Let me take that back. But this ain't got shit to do with that. I ain't even want to go into that. I ain't gonna lie. Most motherfuckers wouldn't admit when what they about to say is probably some not even make sense. So I ain't even gonna sit up here in front like that was about to make sense. I cut my goddamn self. Fuck that. Shut it down. No. You gotta do that sometimes. We're talking about that tonight. I was at work. Matter of fact, I'm just getting off. I worked that overnight shift. Come through, drop some love to y'all. But yeah, we're talking about accountability. That accountability. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to admit when you're wrong and make things right. And not admit when you're wrong first, like what you did was wrong. But I'm saying, I just need you to make me aware that you are willing to be accountable for what you did, but at least fix it. Like, fix it. Now, I ain't trying to admit you're wrong so I can look at you funny or treat you differently. You know what I'm saying? In instances where somebody just foul, that's foul shit. I ain't talking about that. But I'm just saying, little petty stuff, like, you know, be accountable. Just be accountable. If you set the cup on the table and I come in and ask somebody who put the cup on the table, just the question shouldn't allow you to not say nothing and not be accountable. Just let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me know who put the cup. And if you put the cup there, let's just explain. Not explain yourself like why the cup there, but just be like, yeah, I put the cup there. All right, you never know why I asked. I might have asked because a person that didn't put the cup normally puts the cup, and I just might be wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I just decided not to go straight at the person that always leaves the cup. But look, tell me. I don't even know where that shit went. I don't even know why I'm going with that, but you feel me. It's just one of them early mornings, man. I just needed to hop on because I screwed that up, man. It was like about 53 minutes to a good shit. And we get the goddamn filming. We wrapping it up, talking a little bit. Then she say, damn, you said my job name. And I said, you motherfucking right. As soon as I said it, I knew. But I couldn't even retract because the conversation was so fucking good. I don't even know. But, you know, win some, we lose some. You know, I ain't worried about it. But I hope y'all doing well, man. I hope y'all kids and y'all family is well. And whatever family y'all, things y'all may or may not be going through, I just hope it's all good. You know, I just send you some strength and some clarity, some patience. You know what I'm saying? Because patience, sometimes you got to eat. Hey. Thin. You know what I'm saying? Somebody will wear your shit thin. You don't even know why. But your shit is just thin. Every time this motherfucker come around, my nerves is just. I seen a meme. Somebody was like, the clitoris has a certain amount of, a high number of nerves. And you choose this. My last nerve to get on, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was, you know, I thought that was cute. You know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, man, I'm gonna wrap this shit on up, you know? Everything is positive, everything is good. This podcast gonna bust moves. I'm standing right here and I'm professing that, claiming that. As long as I put the work in, it's gonna make moves. You know what I'm saying? So as long as I do little stuff like that, like, yeah, it may not be the best topics or content in the world right now, but look, I'm getting in a routine to at least come up on the app, and you already know how I feel about the app. You know how I feel about Anchor, shit is lit, man. I had nothing. No one to talk to for real about the stuff that I wanted. And I just found this. I found it through a conversation because I was open for a conversation with somebody else and they threw it out there to me. I tell everybody about Anchor. I told somebody tonight. You know what I'm saying? And her podcast is probably better, going to be better than mine. Her shit popping. I like it because she well prepared. You know, I just come up on this bitch and I just goddamn let it go. You know what I'm saying? It's organic. That's just because I'm using it as a routine and I love your whole life is going to, so I'm juggling everything. But trust me, the layout is there. But her shit is good. And she don't even have a name for it. And I profess this on this day that I pray that that goes well for her because it was pretty cool. We had a good little conversation tonight and she was telling me about it. And I put her on an Anchor. So if you don't have the video studio equipment, because she was like, her and her boyfriend, they prepared, but they fearful because they feel as though they don't have the necessary equipment that they think they need. To start. Sometimes you just gotta start. That's what I learned. At the end of this year, at the end of the decade, a lot of this, my lessons was about just starting. Just start that shit. And I started an LLC. I got my trade name registered in my state. I got I started making my clothes, you know what I'm saying? I started promoting my business as a business. I started just, damn, as I'm saying it, I'm just like, damn, I just started doing me. I just started. And get you some game off of Anchor. It's free. Don't cost nothing. I had no money in between jobs. And I just needed an outlet just cause. So I hopped up on Anchor. And they publish it to Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, and a whole lot of internet, radio, stream, and streaming platform. So, Anchor, I appreciate you. Like I always say, I don't know if y'all review these, podcasts and see what's what. But if anybody listening from Anchor, I just appreciate y'all. And if nobody told you today, I love your whole life, Anchor. Straight like that. And I love you too, all my listeners, you know, all my loved ones, my whole lifers. But this that mirror talk. And if nobody told you today, you know I already love your whole life. And that's what we doing. When you feel good, you get good. 2020 vision. Clarity. Abundance is there. It's brewing. It's there. It's coming. Be a couple. It's going to be some more gut punches. But you can eat it. We can eat it. We going to push through. I say pus. We going to push through. But we going to be all right. So, check me out. This episode 10, Mirror Talk Podcast. Follow us on IG at Mirror Talk Podcast. You can also follow the whole umbrella. And that's the at I Love Your Whole Life. At I Love Your Whole Life. And the other one is at I Love Your _Whole Life. That's pretty much like my personal page, kind of. I do a lot of quotes as far as just sharing information. It's a lot of information on there as far as just feeling good. A couple videos where I'm just getting it in, saying some stuff that just came off the top of my mind, through my heart, and just spreading love day to day. Catch me in my tribe. I go through slinging that love. So, yeah.